الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله صلاة الجمعة. صلاة العيد إن شاء الله تعالى مازينو سنة مؤكدة من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أزينوا الحمد لله صلاة العيد استو ركعة أفطر تكبيرة الإحرام. أفطر تكبيرة الإحرام إن شاء الله تعالى will be 7 تكبيرات. أفطر تكبيرة الإحرام in the first ركعة will be 7 تكبيرات. السنة exactly to raise your hand up as a prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did صلى الله عليه وسلم for every single تكبيرة. You raise your hand, الله أكبر. So this is the first إن شاء الله تعالى ركعة. Then the imam he will recite سورة الفاتحة and سورة with it إن شاء الله تعالى. Then second تكبير, second ركعة after the imam stand up with Allahu Akbar, we're gonna make 5 takbirat. 5 takbirat inshallah, and you raise your hand inshallah, and then the imam you recite the fatiha, and then you will recite surah inshallah ta'ala. It's 2 rak'ah. After we finish inshallah ta'ala, it will be the khutbah. Khutbah is a part from Salat al-Eid also. We need to advise each other inshallah ta'ala. And after you finish inshallah, Sheikh Sa'di has a box inshallah ta'ala. As you know, pay for the people, the needy people. Those who need to eat today. So al-faqir, he need also to eat like us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we send the money for more than 15 countries. But we need, because as you know, the Qurbani, it will be for 3 days up to the Maghrib of the 3rd day of Al-Eid. As you know, Eid al-Adha is the 3 days. So inshallah ta'ala, I could make Qurbani, send it back home. If you are not able to send it, give it to us. If you are not able to pay the whole Qurbani, pay anything. We have a box here, we collect this money. Inshallah, I will share anything inshallah. $20, $50, $100, whatever you are able, inshallah, even $10, even $1. So we collect this money and we will send it inshallah for your brother and sister. Those who need to eat meat. Wallahi al-azim, some people, they are not able to eat meat once a year. We know some people like this. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inshallah feed all the Muslims everywhere inshallah from our wills inshallah ta'ala. This we go inshallah for the salah, and then after that we're followed by khutbah inshallah ta'ala, and be remain in the salah inshallah ta'ala. We have some breakfast for you after you finish inshallah downstairs. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية
فيها سرر موضوعة ونمارق مبثوثة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إنا إلينا إيابهم ثم إنا علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله إن الحمد لله تعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم إنا نحمدك حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أهل الثناء والمجد حق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد إن الحمد لله جميعا نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله يس السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته برزر الإسلام سيستر الإسلام Today is our Eid. Today is our Eid, and when we're raising our voice with takbir to greet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala,
to make the whole entire world with takbir and to praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the streets, in the market, in the school, in your house, in everywhere. Raise your voice, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to greet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. This is the takbir we should raise our voice today to thank Allah, to greet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is our Eid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadukhul al-Madinah, enter the Madinah, and he found the companions and the people in Medina. They celebrated two Eid from Jahiliyyah before Islam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمَا فَعِيدُ الْفِطْرِ وَعِيدُ الْأَضْحَى. Allah replaced these two Eid which you celebrating today in the Medina. Allah replaced it with the two Eid. Two Eid for the Muslim only. عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. This is our Eid today. To thank Allah of what He provide us. To thank Allah of what He give us in this life. And how the blessing of Allah covering the whole entire world. Today the Eid of the Qurbani, Eid al-Adha, to slaughter the animal for the cause of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the day of Al-Eid, the day of 10th of Zulhijjah, he proceeded sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Muzdalifah, went to Mina, and then after that he went to Yarmi Ramyatul Aqaba. Seven stones, he takes seven stones and he stone the grand Aqaba. This is the place of the shaitan. Why he stone the seven stones? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seven stones, he stoned the shaitan. Because sin sunnah abikum Ibrahim. That is sunnah Ibrahim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim. Why when he took his son Ismail alayhi salam ala nabiyyina afdal salatu was salam, he took him. And why he took him? Actually because he saw in his dream that he's slaughtering Ismail alayhi salam. That is the day of ransom. That is the day to sacrifice. Sayyidina Ibrahim, all of you know the story. But we need to remind ourselves why we stone in the day of Al-Eid today, the day number 10. Seven stones against the shaitan. Why we do that? Because the Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he took Ismail, he took him and he went to the mountain. And Ismail asked him, oh my father, you don't give a qurbani? You don't give a qurbani, my father? Qurbani to sacrifice for the cause of Allah. Look what Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam said. Qala ya bunay, إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. Oh my son, I saw in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. I'm slaughtering you, Ismail. And he gave him a break of time. فانظر ماذا ترى. He did not take him, grab him and slaughter him. He said, see what you can do. See what you can do, ya Ismail. And look at Ismail. Right away he submit to the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Qala ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Do what Allah command you, ya Allah. Do what Allah command you. Ya my father, do what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command you. And you will find me among those who are patient. Allahu Akbar ya Ismail. Allahu Akbar ya Ismail. Allahu Akbar ya Ibrahim. And talking is easy, brother. Talking is easy. But could you imagine you taking your son to go and slaughter him? Because ru'ya al-anbiya haqq. The ru'ya for all the prophets and messengers are truth. Then Ismail, look what? A boy doesn't reach 16 years old, and how he dealt with his father. Hey, my father, do what Allah command you. Then he took him. فَلَمَّا دَلَّهُ إِلَى الْجَبِينَ. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ إِلَى الْجَبِينِ. And when both of them, they submit, they surrender to the decision of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And then Ismail عليه السلام, he lay down on his back. He told him, and father, start to take the knife. So Ismail عليه السلام, oh my father, turn me on my face. Turn me, because if you see my face, you're not gonna make the decision. You're not gonna fulfill what is the decision of Allah. Turn me on my face, my father. Because if you see my face, you may not slaughter me. And then tie it me up. Why Ismail, he told Ibrahim, tie it me up. Because I fear my father that some of my blood will come and on your clothes and make your clothes dirty. Tie me up and try to avoid the blood which come from my... What kind of story this? This is a story for all mankind. A story for all mankind. A boy to submit himself to the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Ismail alayhi salam, he did not stop. He took the knife and he put it on the neck of his son Ismail alayhi salam. And then suddenly, he found the knife on his hand turned to the other side. Turn it to the side which he cannot cut anything. Turn it. And he told Ismail, I don't know. The knife turned to the other side, Ismail. He said, don't stop my father. Go and use the knife and dig it. Dig it in my neck. Subhanallah, when he tried to do that, the knife refused, because who created the knife? Who created the knife? Allah is the one, he makes the knife to slaughter the animal. Allah is the one, he makes the knife, order him to the knife to slaughter the animal. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala, because both of them, they fulfilled to the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the call from Allah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the end, the ayat is so long, we don't have time for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Jibril came in emergency with a great kapsh, great goat from the heaven. Allah, he created for this purpose to sacrifice this animal for instead Ismail. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Ibrahim, Ismail, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the day of Al-Eid, in the day of 10th of the Hijjah, the day of Qurbani, the day to sacrifice the animal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the mountain, and after he stoned the shaitan, because as I said before, while Ibrahim took his son, shaitan came and whispered, Ya Ibrahim, you going to slaughter your own son, Ya Ibrahim? That's your son. In order, so what here happened, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he took the stone and he started to throw it against the shaitan. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ibrahim. And he continued and he did that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam followed the same sunnah of his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He took it after his stone 7 times, call it al-aqaba, ramyatul aqaba, is throwing in the aqaba, the day of 7 stones. After that, halaq al-sha'r, he went and he shaved the head. This is sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after that, he came and slaughtered the animal. Ali ibn Abi Talib has 100 camel. He got it from Al-Yaman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he slaughtered by his honored hand 63 animals. And this is the reason for that. And that is the age of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 63. There is the wisdom from this. And he gave the rest of the 100 to Ali ibn Abi Talib to slaughter it. But what happened from Rasulullah became sunnah for us to slaughter the animal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sacrificed two goats, kabshaini and lahaini, aqranaini, two healthy, good one, two healthy, no any damages, no any broken one horn or two horns. He took it healthy, without sickness, without any disease, and he sacrificed these two for the cause of Allah by his honored hand. And when he fought to sacrifice the first one, he said, "Oh my Lord, this is for me and my family member." And when he took the second one and he started to slaughter it, he said, "This is from every single Muslim from my ummah until the day of the judgment." He remembered us. He remembered us. He remembered all of the poor to sacrifice the animal for the whole ummah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never looked for himself. Never looked for himself. Even in the day of the judgment. In the day of the judgment. When Allah resurrect us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone, even all the prophet and messenger, they say, "Ummati, myself, 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 ya Allah, myself, ya Allah," except the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never say myself, ya Allah, like all the prophet and messenger, like every one of us. What did he say? Qala ummati, ummati ya Allah. Qala wa ma yurdik, Allah answer Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma yurdik ya Muhammad. How I make you happy today ya Muhammad. How I satisfy you ya Muhammad. Allah himself. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ya Allah. Oh my Lord. La arda wa wahid min ummati fi an-nar. I don't satisfy to find one single one from my ummah in the hellfire. This doesn't make me happy. Ya Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "Ya Muhammad, sawfa nurdika fi ummatik." We will make you satisfy about your ummah, ya Muhammad. Ya malaikati, oh my angel, akhrijhu min an-nar kullu man qala la ilaha illallah. Take from the hellfire everyone say la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله هذا النبي our beloved إمام المتقين إمام الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم. To talk about the animal today, my brother, remember your brothers. Allah provided you. Allah give you health. Allah give you bank account. Allah give you children. Allah give you life. Allah make you happy in this life. Can we remember the poor people, those who has no food? Can we sacrifice the animal for the cause of Allah? You have 3 days to sacrifice. Why we sacrifice the animal? We have to thank Allah. Why we have to thank Allah? Thank Allah because He gave me life, because He saved me and my family members. Thank Allah because He gave me every single moment in my life to be safe. Thank Allah because He gave me health. Thank Allah because Allah tabaraka ta'ala provide for all of us every possible, everything in this life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So sacrifice the animal, and the animal should be without any disease, without any problem, without any sickness, without any broken horns, without any mark. So we have to take the animal to sacrifice for Allah. This is the Eid of Qurbani. We need to remember this, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to feed. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم يذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. To why? To mention the name of Allah. How? When you take in the animal and you put the knife, I said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah is not going to take any meat from it. Allah is not going to take any blood from it. Allah is not going to take, ولكن يناله التقوى. يناله التقوى. This is the taqwa. Taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal to slaughter the animal for the cause of Allah. Allah doesn't need any meat, but He needs you to greeting His name, to say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and He slaughter the animal and to make it for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for anyone, for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Say, say ya Muhammad, my salah, Salati wa nusuki. Nusuki, it's mean your qurbani, to slaughter the animal, to slaughter anything for the cause of Allah. Wa mahyaya, your living. Wa mamati, my death, for the cause of Allah. And I have been commanded to be the first Muslim, inshallah, to be in the first line. Sacrifice the animal fi sabilillah. Be humble to remember all your brothers and sisters, those who are suffering in everywhere. That is the day of Al-Qurbani. يَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. To mention the name of Allah in appointed days. Appointed days, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Of what He provided them from بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. From the cattle, from the goats, from the cats, from the chicken, from everything Allah gave it to you. اذكروا اسم الله في أيام المعلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها. Eat from it. سنة for the قرباني is to take the قرباني and slaughter the قرباني and divide it to three portions. One part for yourself and your family member. One part you give it as a gift for all your friends and for all your friends and relatives, and one part should be for the boar to eat from it. If you can't sacrifice the whole animal for the boar, there's nothing wrong with this. Go ahead, sacrifice. Sacrifice one back home. Sacrifice one here for your family member and take it, inshallah, and enjoy it, to eat the meat, inshallah, and to mention the name of Allah. You should take your family, your children, when you slaughter the animal, take them to teach them. That is the Islam. That is the day to sacrifice. That is the day we should mention the name of Allah. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma taqabal minni. Oh my Lord, accept from me, Allah. Allah will bless you, Allah will increase you, Allah will save you from any kind of disease, Allah will protect you. That is the sunnah for Ibrahim and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala jami' al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the day of Al-Eid. We need to be happy. We need to be happy. And we don't forget, inshallah ta'ala, to mention or to remember our brother who's suffering. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala, inshallah, second khutbah, we will mention that, inshallah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. والله أكبر الله أكبر والله الحمد صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وعزم الأحزاب وحده. الله, we are here in America, we are here in Europe, we are here in everywhere. Allah, make the Islam above all the religion, because you don't associate any partner with Allah. You mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you worship only one Lord. People, they worship, Allah provided them, but they worship statues, they worship animals, they worship human. But Allah tabaraka ta'ala, we should thank Allah today. We say, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, because Allah, He chose me to be a Muslim. Wallahi, need from us to thank Allah every single moment in your life. Because when Allah chose you to be a Muslim, that is a great blessing for all of us. We could be in the streets, doesn't know where we are, doesn't know what is the value of this life, doesn't know why you are here in this life. We could be that. But Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us today. And Alhamdulillah, where is the Islam? Islam is day by day. Your brother is here on Friday. He just became a Muslim and he declared the Shahada. Every day, every month, every week, and everywhere, people come and declare the Shahada. Allahu Akbar, ya Ummat al-Islam, liyudhhirahu ala al-deeni kulli, walau kariha al-kafirun, walau kariha al-mushrikun. Allah, make this deen, make this religion above all the religion. Since September 11th, they try in the media to damage Muslim are terrorists, Muslim and so, tayyib. Can I tell you about good news? Since September 11 until today, only in America, more than 500,000 people became a Muslim. Is it not? Need from us takbir. This is takbir from Allah. Why? The only religion in the whole entire world, only religion is growing, and they know that. That's why they try to block you. Don't pay attention. You are the righteous man. You are the Muslim. Raise your voice and go in the street and say takbir. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala own the land. Nobody own the land. Allah is the one, He own the land. Raise your voice and say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Yes, our ummah today suffering. Blood there and blood here. Blood in Iraq. Blood in Syria. Blood in Palestine. Blood in Burma. Blood in Somalia. Blood in everywhere. Blood in Egypt. And that will happen. This is a test, kind of test. Allah wants to see who is a believer and who is a hypocrite. Who is supporting the believer and who is supporting the hypocrites. Brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, in everywhere, they're suffering. Why? Because the enemy today need the Muslim to fighting each other. That's what that, and we give them success temporary. They can become successful to make fitna between the Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in khutbah al-wada' in the day of 9th of Zulhijjah, what did he say? قَالَ لَا تَرْجِعُوا بَعْدِ كُفَّارًا يَضْرِبُ أَعْنَاقَ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْدًا. Don't come after me, kafir. How come, Ya Rasulullah, Muslim became kafir? He said, when you start killing each other. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تقابل المسلمان بسيفهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. If the two Muslims meet each other in the battlefield with their two swords, both of them are in the hellfire. The Sahaba, they asked the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what about the one who had been killed? Because one killed the other. What about the one who had been killed? He said, because he has niyyah and he has intention to kill his brother. Both of them are in the hellfire. Can we remember this? Can we wake up for the ummah to reconcile, to fear Allah, and to know whoever killed any Muslim is haram, or killed non-Muslim is haram? We are the great example for all the mankind, but we are in fitna today. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give victory for the Islam and to reconcile between the brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Afghanistan, in Egypt, in Sudan, in Syria, in Iraq, in everywhere, Ya Rabbil Alameen. That is the policy for the Muslim. We need to wake up, not to let the enemy to divide us. We are ummah to be united. No color in the day of Al-Hajj. Black and white, rich, minister and poor, all of them are the same. Carry coffin, two pieces of coffin they carry in Al-Hajj to remind you. Very soon you're gonna be covered by this coffin. Can we remember this? And we fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sister in Islam, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make you beautiful with your hijab. Cover yourself, sister in Islam, because not because you feel your job, not because of the people in the streets. La, you are jameela, you are beautiful with your hijab. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to cover our women, we need to cover our daughters, and to fear Allah. The difference between the non-Muslim and Muslim is to big war al-hijab. To cover yourself, Allah command you, it's not an option. Not because your job, they're gonna fire you, nobody gonna fire you. Who guarantees a provision for you? Who is the one who feed you? My sister in Islam, my brother in Islam, who feeding you? Allah, don't fear anybody. Fear Allah, and Allah, He will protect you. Allah, He will provide you. Allah, He will help you. But if you fear the people, that is shirk. You associate partners with Allah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala provide us to fear Him only alone. And may Allah tabaraka ta'ala provide us with the taqwa to be among this al-muttaqeen, insha'Allah ta'ala. Qumu, insha'Allah ta'ala, and be happy. Be with your family member. And remember, the takbir will continue until the maghrib of the third day of Al-Eid. Takbir will continue. Teach your children how they raise Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And have intention today to say, inshallah, Allah, those who did not perform Hajj, I'm going to Hajj next year, inshallah. Because if you have the money and you don't go for Hajj, the Hajj maybe is not going to accept it. Me fear Allah and go and perform the Hajj Because Allah give you the money to test you. What are you going to do with this? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make this Eid happily, happy for all the Muslims and give victory for Islam and everywhere. Allahumma ansur Islam wa izzal Islam wa Muslimin. Allahumma alayka bil zalimin wa man wara zalimin. Allahumma ya Rabbi ansur Islam wa izzal Muslimin. Allahumma ya Rabbi ash azim man arada bil Islam khayran faj'al fawafiqhu lima tuhib wa tarda. Wa man arada bil Islam sharran faj'al kaydahu fi tadbiri faj'al kaydahu fi nahri. Allahumma انصر الاسلام وعيسى المسلمين اللهم اهد اولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وحرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين اماما واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات اللهم احرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين اجعل خير اعمالنا يوم لقائك لا تعذبنا فانت علينا قادر اللهم لا تعذبنا فانت علينا قادر اللهم لا تعذبنا فانت علينا قادر اللهم تب على المرتدين اجمعين اللهم تب علينا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا يا رب الشهاده في سبيلك اللهم امتنا على لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك مجتمعين على كلامك يا الله يونايت اس يا الله يا الله بك القص لوج في سبيلك الله يا الله اكسبت اور توبه يا الله اكسبت اور استغفار يا الله help us يا الله to be among the believer يا الله give us توبه forgive us يا الله we are a sinner يا الله forgive us يا الله take us as a believer with لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله give victory for the Islam everywhere اللهم تب علينا رب العالمين and make this عيد ان شاء الله victory for the Islam everywhere يا الله تبارك وتعالى help us ان شاء الله to be among the good believer ان شاء الله فاخر دعوانا الحمد لله ولكم السلام ان كل عام وانتم بخير ان عيد مبارك for all of you may Allah bless all of you we love you come to Masjid Manhattan all the time we have classes here to teach you inshallah the Islam we have our website go our website inshallah you have 700 classes and khutbah in our website www.masjidmanhattanoneworld.com go and learn the Islam bring your family and come inshallah join us we have 4 days during the dhuhr time and also alhamdulillah we have khutbah here every day in Jumu'ah inshallah may Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless you I love all of you testify in front of Allah I love every one of you and love each other and congratulate each other inshallah stand up and hug your brother inshallah ta'ala and congratulate and here we have Brother Amin, he became Muslim, alhamdulillah, Friday. Stand up, brother, inshallah. Congratulate him, inshallah. He became Muslim in the day of Arafah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.